You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, and Brenthurst Wealth has been voted South Africa's top boutique wealth manager in 2023 and many years before that as well. Today I'm speaking to Lloyd Uren, and we're going to talk about self-made millionaires and tips that Lloyd has picked up from articles and maybe speaking to them as well. Lloyd, it's an interesting subject, isn't it? Because a lot of people, I noticed in an article, I think I read it in Fortune magazine, a lot of the really rich people came from quite wealthy families, but self-made millionaires are a completely different story.
Well, thanks very much for having me again, Lindsay. It's always a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you.
Having wealth is a great way to start. There's no denying that, but I think there's something to be said about the people who sort of pave their own way there. It is a very long and arduous sort of journey to go on.
Yes.
But I think there's a lot of wisdom and advice and philosophy to take from those who have done it to apply to your own life.
It's interesting that you've whittled it down to five top tips, and you say you've gathered from people who've attained millionaire status through hard work and commitment to a plan, rather than to luck, of course. The first one you say is reframe the conversation. Now, that's a phrase that I've never used in my life. What does it mean?
Essentially, it means just changing the way we think about how we build our wealth and how we grow our money. I think the sort of stock standard approach that many of us receive when we're children is, you know, put your money away, save it, save it, save it. But saving has a very different implication to growing your money over the long term. So I think as you become an adult, you realize that saving is the short term portion of your money and goes to things like your emergencies fund. But the true wealth creation and growth of your money comes from investing it. Yeah, I think the key is to let your money work for you and let it grow through, whether it's investment growth or dividends, through equities and those sorts of asset classes. That's where the true wealth creation comes in, rather than the standard accumulation of money and keeping it under the mattress, so to speak.
You're very much talking about a millionaire who's become a millionaire because he or she has invested in assets rather than just letting the money sit in the bank. I just want to clear it up for the next 4 points. So it's that type
absolutely.
Of person. Yeah. Okay. All right. Second point, one goal at a time. You go on to say, when it comes to getting your finances on track, trying to do everything at once is like spinning your wheels in the mud. You won't get far. The trick is to focus on one goal at a time. And I suppose it's like, how do you eat an elephant? That old phrase, one bite
exactly.
at a time is the answer. So expand upon that, please.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for myself, especially, multitasking's never been a strong suit. I find the more I try to do more things, the thinner I become spread, and the harder it is to get any of them done. So if you become a bit more task focused and sort of whittle away at one thing, eventually that becomes closer to completion. It gets done, and then you can move on to the next task. That's sort of, I think that becomes particularly important if you have some sort of debt repayment to deal with. I think that's probably the best one to start on, because once you alleviate yourself of that stress in your financial landscape, then it becomes easier to then start putting money towards an emergency fund or a holiday fund or to investing for the longer term.
Yeah, and you say budgeting isn't boring, it's your blueprint. But budgeting is boring. We know it's boring because we have to sit
Absolutely.
Down and say we budget. But at the end of the year, the financial year or something, you might say to yourself, goodness me, that was boring, but look what I've accumulated and look what I can do with that excess accumulation.
Absolutely, and you're right, budgeting is boring. It's one of those things. I've sort of found that in any sphere, not just financially, but the larger and more abstract your overall goal is, the more specific and intentional your smaller goals and steps to get there need to be. And that sort of comes in with, I want millionaire status, that's the big goal. Then the smaller goal comes in, I need to invest. And how do I sort of get the more specific into investing, I need to find where I can alleviate some free cash for myself to put into that investment. And I think the best and tried and tested way to do it is through budgeting. See where your money's going, where you can maybe reduce or cut out on things so that you can allocate more funds towards your investment goals. And I think budgeting, as sort of painstaking as it may be, is the best way to go about that.
And also, I think this is an interesting point if you expand it a bit. And if you have a partner, you have to sit down with your partner and he or she says, well, you know, we're doing this and I don't think we should do that. So it's a collaboration of ideas, I think.
Absolutely. Collaboration and a bit of compromise. I think we all have our blind spots on our spending, whether it's maybe your partner prefers retail therapy, we'll call it that, but you have a tendency to buy a coffee every day. It's small things, but it does take a bit of compromise and understanding on both parts to come together and say, okay, we don't have to cut it out completely, but let's maybe be more reasonable about it and smart about it so we can achieve a bigger goal in the end.
The next point is an interesting one. Invest in your most valuable asset. And some people might say, what do you mean, the share market, the bond market, the commodities market, currencies? No, it's yourself. And I know that when people are financially stressed, I read an article that said the first person you pay is yourself, and then the others, you can portion the money out to the others. But if you're under pressure, then it not only destroys your mental health and your physical health, but also the health of the people that you owe money to. And that's an extreme case, I know. But your most valuable asset, I'll repeat, is you.
Yeah, that's correct. I think there's many factors that can play into this principle. Obviously, your physical health and your mental health are very important aspects of yourself. But particularly when it comes to your financial health, it's the one asset you will always have is yourself and your ability to earn an income or to earn a profit, whether you have your own business or you're working a normal 9-to-5 job. The amount of growth you have on yourself, whether you're learning new skills or doubling down on the skills you already have to improve yourself and make you more valuable to your company or increase the earning potentials of your business, that becomes a very good way to increase the money that goes into your investment plans. So ultimately everything comes from you. So why not put that money into yourself to make yourself the most valuable asset you have?
The final point that you make is very interesting because it's a contentious issue. Sometimes you need a professional, a pro. Now, I think during bull market times, people can say, why do I need Brenthurst Wealth? I mean, this stock has gone up, that stock has gone up, we're all going away. I don't need a financial planner. But when things get tough, then you have to say to yourself, maybe I need some advice. And you say, even the best athletes in the world have coaches. When it comes to managing your money and growing your wealth, having a financial advisor by your side can make a huge difference. And it may be a grudge purchase, but on the other hand, long term, I've always found it's been very good to me.
Absolutely. I think even when you, whether you look at team sports, even individual sports like boxing or tennis, while there's one person out there doing the thing on their own, there's a whole group of people behind them that bring them the training programs, brings them the gym programs, sort of giving them the mental training they need to be in tough situations. I think a financial advisor is very much the same thing. As humans, we tend to focus on the short-term things and negative things that pop up in the news. But as financial advisor, it's really our job and our responsibility to help guide you through those times and help you see the long-term view of your investments and what's happening in the market. Even if it is a period of downturn, there's always a way to look after your money in a responsible way. And that's something that we definitely try and do as financial advisors for our clients.
Well, you talk about the goal of being a millionaire. Today, I think the goal would be to be a billionaire. But unfortunately, not many people, A, can achieve that, or B, want it. And that's the other thing. And, you know, Jeff Bezos and Warren Buffett and Elon Musk and all the others who are billionaires are different types of people. You don't need to do that. You've got to have a goal, and if it's $1 million, fine. If it's 10 million, even finer. And you say, whether you're aiming to accumulate mega millions or simply to retire comfortably, it isn't about finding some secret shortcut. It's about making smart, consistent choices with your money. And I'll finish off by following this straightforward advice. You're not just hoping your dreams of wealth come true. You're taking real actionable steps towards making that dream a reality. And I have to say, Lloyd, that it must be fascinating for you to have different types of people coming and sitting with you and talking about a financial plan. You must see a plethora of different ideas.
Yeah, absolutely, Lindsay. There's no straightforward way for everyone. No, there's no blanket solution for everyone. I think you mentioned the title and status of being a millionaire. That's not really the case for everyone. But what it is more of a, it symbolizes something that you want to achieve in your life, whether it is that status or to live a comfortable, happy life, maybe retire in the countryside somewhere peaceful and quiet. But everyone will have their own goals and what they want to achieve out of their life. And everyone's in, all get one go at this life as well. So we want to try and help people make it the best go around that they can have. And we get to see a variety of different people, and it's just as rewarding helping the billion rand clients versus the 100,000 rand client who comes in and wants to go somewhere meaningful for themselves.
Must be very satisfying, because you have to come up with a different plan for a different person, for a different goal, etc. Lloyd, thank you very much for your insight. That was Lloyd Urin, who's a planner at Brentus Wealth Granger Bay in Cape Town. And that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brentos Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.